The name of the party is the party you have been to 600 times already. Everybody is here. All your friends, Philomena states, in what can only be described as a citric tone. It seems to me that they are her friends, that she is the reason we grace this fabulous gala, which will take place in the waiting room of Grand Central, presumably evicting dozens of homeless people for the night. We're supposedly on hand for the benefit of a disease, but we were comped, as was everyone else we know.
I'm sick of all this pointless glamour, my glamorous girlfriend says. I want the simple life.
This has become a theme. Weariness with metropolitan life in all its colonoscopic intricacy. I wonder if this ennui is somehow related to that other unstated domestic theme, sex, infrequency thereof. We are accosted by Belinda, the popular transvestite, who I'm nearly certain is a friend of my girlfriend's as opposed to one of my very own. I can't remember if I know him personally or from events like these. Belinda is with an actual ageless woman with striking dark eyebrows and buzz-cut white hair, a woman who is always here at the party and whom I always recognize. One of those women with three names.
Hi, how are you? Good to see you.
All the women lately have either three names or just one, even the impersonators.
Oh, God, hide me, says the woman whose name I always forget. There's Tommy Kroger. I had a bad date with him about 5,000 years ago.
Did you sleep with him?
Philomena asks, raising one of her perfectly defined eyebrows, which looks like a crow in flight in the far distance of a painting by Van Gogh.
God, who can remember?
If you can't, then you did, says Belinda. That's the rule.
Oh, so that's the rule.
Hello, darlings.
Who could it be but Delia McFagan, the famous designer, streaking towards Belinda, blowing air kisses all over everyone. I retreat, slaloming through the thick crowd to find beverages, the first of many trips.